Another missile test. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. South Korea says its chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff and U.S. Forces commander have spoken about a response to North Korea's nuclear threat after it fired a ballistic missile into its eastern seas. The test launch comes as the U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan arrives in South Korea for joint military exercises. Florida residents are getting ready for a fast-approaching hurricane. WSVN Fox Miami's Franklin White has more.
Florida's west coast is bracing for Tropical Storm Ian as it continues to gain strength in the Caribbean and forecast to possibly hit. So far, it's expected to bring intense hurricane-force wind and rain. And although it's not the first rodeo for many Florida west coasters, they're still prepping and preparing for the worst.
Food, water, generator, and lots of other goodies.
Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for all of Florida. President Biden authorizing federal aid for the state. Even though Fiona has been downgraded from a hurricane, the post-tropical cyclone wreaking havoc on Canada's Atlantic provinces. Fox's Karen McHugh has the story.
Over 500,000 are without power in Nova Scotia as what's left of Hurricane Fiona lashes Canada's Atlantic coastline. Heavy rain and strong winds damaging homes throughout the island. The fast-moving storm knocking out the lights for tens of thousands on Prince Edward Island and in New Brunswick as well. The Canadian Hurricane Center says Fiona has the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in that nation, adding it could prove to be one of the most powerful storms of its kind to ever hit Canada.
A shooting at Pennsylvania theme park Kennywood leaves at least three people wounded during Halloween event. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Controversy continues to grow over the hit-and-run death of an 18-year-old in North Dakota. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
41-year-old Shannon Brown is charged with DUI-related vehicular homicide and leaving the scene of a fatal crash. Police say he hit and killed 18-year-old Kaylor Ellingson in the small North Dakota town of McHenry. Police say the teen called his mother last Sunday saying Brandt was chasing him. And court documents state that Brandt claimed they had a political argument and that Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the pedestrian was part of a Republican extremist group. Authorities have not confirmed that Ellingson belonged to a Republican extremist group, and they're investigating whether a political argument led up to his death. But the suspect's claims are leading to more calls from Republicans for a stop to extreme and divisive political rhetoric.
Advocates say the pandemic worsening the nation's nurse shortage. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Multiple reports have shown the nurse shortage is growing more acute. And earlier this year, the American Nurses Association said we'd need to train more than 1 million nurses by this year to replace retirees and fill vacancies. Keisha House is an advanced nurse practitioner in Illinois and also teaches nursing. She told the Fox News Rundown podcast.
I worked in med-surg. I've done some ICU. I've done OB nursing. Each one of those roles, it was unsafe patient ratios.
Medical professionals have warned unsafe nurse-to-patient ratios can lead to errors and even higher morbidity rates for patients.
The solar system's largest planet will briefly appear more visible.
Jupiter is the solar system's most massive planet. It's nearly 320 times the size of Earth. Though it usually appears in our night sky as a speck of light, Jupiter and Earth's orbits will, over the next couple of days, be the closest they've been in 59 years. The gas giant planet will appear brighter and larger than usual.
That's Fox's Eben Brown. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.